This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Southwest Airlines has already canceled nearly 300 flights in and out of Denver today, and the airline's problems with staffing and scheduling could continue into the new year. Southwest says it will be able to fly only about a third of its scheduled routes over the next several days. The website FlightAware.com tracks cancellations around the country. Workers are hauling boxes of historic documents and government records from Colorado's state archives after a major water leak. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Sub-zero weather is the likely cause of widespread water damage at the State Archives building in downtown Denver. Workers found leaking pipes last Thursday and again on Saturday that spilled water into all three subterranean storage floors. State spokesman Doug Platt.
Right now, we estimate there's a couple thousand boxes that we need to bring out of the various basement levels and just evaluate them. There's some that we don't know if they're wet or not. But we need to take a look at them and make sure to prevent any kind of long-term damage, things like mold.
The archives contain everything from historical documents to modern-day court records. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new state law aims to reduce the sale of stolen goods anonymously through the Internet. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
State Attorney General Phil Weiser will bring together prosecutors and others to share best practices to address the scourge of retail theft. That is, where thieves then resell goods from places like Home Depot on anonymous websites like Facebook Marketplace. On January 1st, the new law will require companies that operate these online marketplaces to identify sellers, verify seller information, and provide seller disclosures to consumers. Those websites will also be required to provide platforms for consumers to report suspicious activity. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A worker died Tuesday when a construction trench collapsed. Crews were working on a sewer line when the 12-foot deep trench collapsed Tuesday afternoon. There are no reports on how that collapse occurred. This is CPR News.